The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello friends. We're here breaking down the old Bravo yet again.
Oh man.
We start
down
with
to three shows. We'll be okay, back on Below Deck this. Train, guys. I think we're the only people that really didn't like it season, but it was just not
compelling to me.
I don't know. Oh, I got some thoughts on
I did watch the screener of Below Deck. I don't know if you've watched that yet.
Okay, I haven't. No.
I think Eddie is watching the screener compared to watching this season, I'm reminded of how much of this show is based off how quality are the key characters. And I feel like Eddie is just fantastic. Like, he just comes on screen and he's like full of life. And it's like, he just brings something to the, where you're just like, oh, I'm already in, you know? And
if
it's
you
like,
wanted a first date with Eddie, would you want a second date? Are you attracted to Eddie?
No, I'm not attracted to him, but no? I think he has a good, he just like brings good energy, I feel like, to the boat, you know, like he's very enthusiastic and he's, I don't find him like attractive.
He reminds me of the long lost coworker that I should have interacted with.
You're like Love Actually pining for the
coworker. He is so cute.
Yeah. So I think Below Deck will be good. Something distracted me. I started it. I got to get back into it. I didn't finish the screener, but I think.
And
we'll
Captain
it.
Lee start and gets hurt, or is
no,
he's not
there
from
there.
The beginning?
Yeah, he's not there in the beginning.
Do we need Captain Lee?
Yeah, he'll come. This new guy seems good, though. He's no Glenn. I'll say
you
that.
Like him. Okay, yeah. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Oh, let me talk about Million Dollar Listing, LA. Are you caught up on that show by any chance?
I think I did not watch this week, but other than that, I'm caught up.
Oh, okay. So I sat down at night and I was like, felt a little, sometimes I get a little nighttime anxiety, you know, I start to think of what cancer is growing in my body. And
sunsets?
So then I was like, I put it on. Yeah, I put it on. I'm like, oh, this is makes me so happy. It's such a warm blanket, that TV show right now for me. Mm-hmm. Josh Flagg was on Jeff Lewis Live, says the whole entire cast hates
Frederick. I get that vibe.
But Frederick is a great addition. Sorry, everyone. Your show did kind of need it.
Yeah, I think so, because especially now the Joshes get along, you know.
Yeah,
you need something. I'm enjoying the season too. I think
Suzanne Summers.
Yes.
She said she had to have been. I wonder when this was taped. I don't mean to bring back up blue versus red in our world. We've moved on from this president. But she said, I let the president borrow my helicopter. I don't have it. I think she was being serious. So I'm wondering, I would love to know
where she falls.
What's going on? Or it just was, I just wonder if she let, but Trump wouldn't need to borrow a helicopter.
No.
I don't know if she was joking or not or what.
Okay,
but,
I missed that.
Josh Flagg is definitely not a Trumper. I don't think he's either, because he's so rich, it doesn't fucking matter.
He could be. Yeah, low-key could. One of those ones that's never going to say it, but like, does Josh Flagg seems like somebody who's protesting for people's rights and
no,
like, do you know what I mean?
His life is too good. He doesn't give a fuck.
He was raised
right?
in Beverly Hills, very, very, very wealthy his entire life. I would not be surprised.
The money that these people make is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I think, I'm not saying he's a Trumper, but there's a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance. He kind of does fit in the qualifications.
Because unfortunately, there's a population of Jewish people who are conservative for no
the
no good
Altman
reason.
Brothers have sold $1 billion in sales, or they sold $1 billion or they made something. They're killing it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That Josh Altman, man.
Yeah,
unbelievable. But Suzanne Summers, what a life. That house in Palm Springs is cool. Do you like Palm Springs?
I like Palm Springs. I hated that house. I was like,
did you hate it?
Dumbest. This is the dumbest setup. Like, I guess, like, I feel like that house needs to be on the Mexican coast. Like, yeah. It needs to be on water. Otherwise, like, why are we in all of these huts? And, like, I just thought it was.
It is crazy. I need to be there.
I haven't seen Suzanne Summers since, like, the 90s.
Thighmaster, yeah.
I was, like, taken aback by seeing her in person.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
And she was on The Housewives for a lunch with Kyle Richards and what's her face?
Oh, I missed that.
The blonde girl a long time ago. I saw the video just by chance, but on this week, they're on this little caravan thing or a little Traverna or something you'd call like it takes you up the mountain, like a billy goat.
Yep.
It is a crazy property. The money that lady has is unbelievable.
Yeah. It's wild. Yeah.
And Tracy with the sister's house and all that. It's just crazy. The commissions that they make.
It's insane. Insane. These houses are just next level nowadays.
It is really crazy just to, once you get in there though, I mean, there's no difference to selling a $30,000 house or making $350,000.
Where in America can you buy a $30,000 house?
No, I mean, I mean on like a commission.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like absolutely. These real estate agents, you just have to treat these people like they're just regular people, not super duper wealthy. You know, you think that rich people, they do put one leg on pant leg on at a time. It's just crazy how rich some people are.
It's wild.
It really is.
Speaking of rich, should we start with Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Man, I thought it was fun. Okay. My three takeaways are Erica's energy is like very aggressive coming into this reunion, like
almost
like
drunk.
The way she just, yeah, like when she just sat there and was like the alleged, you know, his alleged crimes, and I'm like, oh,
misdoings. Okay. That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, we're starting here. Like that's your foundation you're gonna build from. Is like you're going. It's just mind blowing to actually watch like her sit there and say her attorneys told her it was a terrible idea. And that she continued, like, it's just like,
I'm innocent.
It's crazy. Yeah. Her energy is wild.
She's almost like a person who's put up for murder that didn't do murder. That's like going nuts in the, it's either she really had no idea. She was just married to this guy, which I do believe she was involved, but the way that she's acting, like nothing can happen to her because she was innocent and how he was never coming to see Chicago. She just said that he was coming the last week conveniently because it was canceled and she has COVID to say she didn't know he was in DC supposedly. You know, maybe they were married but never saw each other.
See, I guess like again really it goes back
is
to
innocent, but
no, it goes back to the timing of it all
like
for
this.
Me.
Yeah,
it's
that's
the
true.
Timing. It's the fact that again she was supposedly cheated on for decades. All of this betrayal and whatnot and this and that. And we don't even talk. He doesn't even respond when I say that.
And she's
not
mad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so we went from, but also then publicly acting like everything's okay. So when did that all crumble? The fact that it coincides perfectly with all of his legal shit. It's just very suspect. That's the thing. Like, and I agree with you on the foundation. It seems like she didn't do anything or didn't know, but
I believe I'm just trying to figure it out. What is going on? You know, I do believe she's dirtier than she acts or she's in on it with the cop, with the investigators maybe. And because why the hell would you be on TV in this situation? I guess money, but there's gotta be money tucked away somewhere. She's got a suitcase full of cash.
I don't know.
I guess you can't pay your mortgage.
Right.
Rent. Or she's just that sick and that narcissistic, which she is looking back at her pop star gigs, that she doesn't think she'll get busted in any way. It's unbelievable.
It reminds me, and not to the same extent, but like Teresa had the same blinders on initially early in the legal process where she just didn't see how it could come down on her. And it did. And she signed shit, right? But there's a money trail directly to Erica Jane. So
same situation.
It's similar in the sense that there are trails leading to them.
And this is 10 times bigger.
Of course.
And Teresa didn't expect to go to prison. So if Teresa got how long? 9 months? 12?
Yeah.
And she, I can't remember.
He was 48 months, I think.
I could see Erica getting 3 years or something.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what it comes down to, right? Right now, there's no crime. What's going to be the actual
right? She hasn't been. When was was Teresa ever arrested?
I think
so. Did we ever see her mugshot? God, it's all such a blur. You know,
definitely remember her walking in and out of court several times with that.
Right. So at some point, did they or did she walk in and just give herself up? So there was never like an arresting situation.
I feel like I would have remembered a mugshot. I don't think there was a mugshot.
God, Joe Gorga, though. No, no, not Joe Gorga. What's his name? Joe Giudice driving drunk into the ditch. And then that one time, that scene and coming home drunk and saying he drank before the cops showed up. Unbelievable. What these people think they can get away with, and they do. Yeah,
right. So I don't know.
No, I don't want everyone to think I think Eric is innocent.
No, no, no.
I just can't believe the balls
I know
that this chick has.
It's crazy. I found the angle of this. I put this on Twitter. I hope other people notice.
I agree with you.
The angle of this reunion was maddening to me. A, they were on very short. Like, where's the luxurious seating? Where do we go from 6 feet apart
to
all crammed on these two tiny couches that were very poorly angled? Like, I feel like usually Andy's center and they're alongside. They were like in front and tight. It made no sense. It was really bothering me because everywhere they looked, it just looked uncomfortable the way they were staring around, you know?
I agree with you. It was weird. And it was not doing anyone justice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it looked like Crystal wasn't even sitting on the couch. She was just sitting on like an air seat. She had to make herself just to get in the shot.
No. It was so odd. I also found Lisa Rinna. We've talked about it the entire season, how little we can stand her.
Stomach her.
I can't even watch this.
I can't either.
I can't watch. A, her hair looked, it so obviously looked fake. Like greased down and then like this long, and just the way she was with Garcelle was maddening to me. It felt like she was gaslighting her or something.
Oh, 100%.
I can't stand
sitting
Lisa
on her
Rinna.
Lap like that. I love you.
Get off of me. Do not
get
touch
away.
Me.
Poor Garcelle's like, yeah, it's over. Get away from me. Sitting on her lap like that
was weird. Very weird.
I can't stand her face with those lips and the hair and the flashbacks of her on Watch What Happens Live in the green jacket. She seems cracked the fuck out on
with
it.
Shades. I just, there's
like a club promoter at 2 a.m. She's nuts.
I don't not believe that she said something like not to bring Grace into the
100%.
Show. Do you know what I mean?
She did.
So it's like, no one there other than Erica, I think, were like, oh my God, she would never say that. Like everybody was just sitting there because the way, again, like when you're accused of something you didn't do, you usually don't get loud. If you really didn't do it, you're like, I absolutely did not do that. You don't get louder and louder and start yelling and like,
jumping
don't tell me
laps.
What to say. And it's like distraction from the fact that she probably didn't want to say it.
I'll say whatever I want. She gets so soap opera.
You can't tell me what to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, God.
That purple outfit. There's a certain little judge to the 80s 90s fashion I appreciate, but this was like a costume party almost with these outfits. Kyle's hair
looked like Roni and Michelle's high school reunion, like trial one. I thought Dorit,
like those dogs,
Dorit's hair looked ridiculous too, like they all
that dress,
the outfits
ready to wear.
I appreciate a Atlanta coordinated color, like a one look. This was like
nobody does it like Atlanta. Yeah.
No.
It looked Atlanta. Ridiculous. Yeah. Atlanta. It's my New York. Nothing like Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Oh my God. Tyler's.
What?
Tyler's grandma's sister. I met her at a funeral and her name was Aunt Lana. But I kept thinking she said Aunt Lana. And I'm like, what? I'm like, wow, that's such a cool name is Lana. And I'm like telling her, she's like 90. I'm like, that's such a cool name. Your parents are so progressive calling and naming you Aunt Lana. And their name was Aunt Lana. And I thought her name was Aunt Lana. And I'm that's such a cool fucking name, you know? God.
What a mess.
I hate reunions. And if it wasn't for Erica.
I know. I
this reunion sucks.
I know.
And the season would have been about Dorit yelling at Garcelle.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
who gives her the right to do that? I've never seen anyone yell other than maybe Teresa Giudice when they're yelling about something with substance, about her not showing up at her kid's hospital or her nephew's hospital.
That was bizarrely aggressive. Yeah, it's weird. And don't, like, people need to respect Garcelle. Like, this is, she is
she's doing you a favor.
She's like a working legend.
Yeah.
Who continues to be fucking dominating. Like, she's everywhere. She's working, like, actively working, stunningly beautiful for her age. She's doing everyone a favor by being on the show.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're acting ridiculous, like she somehow needs to kiss their ass is like, what? Dorit, again, like, I loved when they showed the clip again of Crystal. Of Garcelle saying she didn't know Crystal, but she knew Rob Minkoff. It's like, exactly. Like, no one knew Dorit enough.
Yeah, who knows Dorit or freaking PK or Boy George? I'm just joking about Boy George.
If you asked anyone in America who doesn't watch Housewives who Dorit Kemsley was, they would not know. But a certain percentage of people would 100% knew Garcelle from either what she was on TV or on The Real. You know what I mean?
And like, Crystal saying that to her made... It's like, Crystal, I want to like you.
I know.
Why are you making it so hard?
I don't know.
I took offense to that. Well, it's like, why would she know who you are?
I would never take offense if someone said that to me. It's like, yeah, no shit. You wouldn't know who I was. Like, so I'm living life in the right way then.
What have you done? Yeah.
I want to be known. I don't get that.
I found that to be crazy. And Crystal was trying hard. Someone told her, like, even though she is getting a second season already, just make talk, you know, try to get in there. She was trying, but just
try to get in there.
Next season she'll probably do better. It was a hard season to come in as a first season and make an impact when the storyline with Erica, just no one could take that cake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just with the Kyle and the Jason shit, we don't need that. Sutton, did you know Sutton in the fireplace? How would Sutton not know that she did almost that look crazy? No,
she said she did know. She was like, I turned
it on. Oh, she said she did know?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was like, oh, I never saw that.
Oh, I thought she was like, yeah, maybe you're right. Turned it on once.
And I'll pay for it. Yeah, she should pay for that. That was crazy. Yeah.
No, she seems like she'll pay for it.
She gets $300,000 a month from her ex-husband. Would you be working? Not me. I'd be lunching.
Fuck no, I would.
Lunching and lounging.
300
and I would have no problem with it.
No, me either. It's great.
$300,000 a month.
What a life.
That is the price. That's a good price for a month of living.
Absolutely. I'll take it all day.
God damn. All right. I guess and Kathy, not she would never have known that's the set of her house.
No, definitely not. She doesn't know where she is half the time. Did you notice the flashbacks of Kathy, how much her face has changed?
Yes. Yeah, age has happened.
Age and like a facelift or something. It's like a combination of age different. And work. Yes.
Yeah.
She looks entirely different.
She looks so cute back then.
Yeah, fresher.
She looks good now, but
right.
I like their impressions of her. Erica's impression of Kathy was good, though.
Yeah, that was funny.
But Erica's never spoken so much in all of her years. She seems to be on. She was drunk last night, I think.
Maybe. It's bizarre.
I mean, I can't blame her.
I can't believe there's gonna be four parts. Like, come on, four?
We lost. Twitter is like the place for trash. I should know better than to post on Instagram where it's classy. We lost like 20 followers because I put up my comparison of Erica before and looking like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Sorry, everyone.
Please don't judge me. And I feel like, oh, I'm never going to win in gambling tonight because my bad karma of saying something bad like that. And that's like goes through my brain like, oh, you shouldn't do that.
To the gamble.
The DraftKings karma gods are not going to bring you a winner tonight, Justine, because you're a bad person.
Good. DraftKings karma. All right, let's talk Potomac. Oh, man.
Did you think Chris was getting a little like if there was no cameras, he would bitch slap Candace?
The physicality of their interaction there at the old restaurant was a little concerning. Listen, Candace needs to get it together. Mm-hmm. This is not a way to behave.
So immature.
It's so immature. And it's like the fact that she has an inability to calm herself down. She only ramps up more and more psychotically. That's how you get beat. Like Monique beat her down. Do you know what I mean? Like she has to rein it in. She's gotta.
And Giselle was 100% right. Last year was in vain because she's learned nothing.
That's what I thought the same thing. I thought Giselle was great in this episode. Mm-hmm. I'm appreciating Giselle. I like Giselle and Karen getting together, but she's very,
they belong together
about Candace. Yeah.
They would be a firepower couple.
They would.
Come on. Ramona and Sonia hate each other, but yet they're best friends.
Yes, it's true.
That's it. Yeah, there are Ramona and Sonia.
Right.
Ramona. You know, they really are so good together. I don't like their fighting because they could take over the world together.
Yeah, they would be great together. Like just when they were sitting back there, like, are they all drunk? Oh, okay. All right. Like tossing the salad, teabagging, like just like the fun conversations with them. I enjoy so much more.
Just seeing them together, just looking at them together is great. Yeah. When Giselle shows up, you can feel like the housewives are here. They do need her.
Yeah, they do. I mean, when Karen,
they don't need Rob.
No, there were a few moments with Karen this episode that were like cracking me up, but her with G when he was doing the like the tongue thing, and then she was like her confessional afterwards, I am the ambassador of Surrey County, sir.
That guy's tongue has been in a lot of strippers' cooters.
Disgusting behavior. Can you imagine if Tyler was acting like that in like a group setting?
Oh God, no. I would be, yeah. Tyler's boring as fuck. He says he drank in his old days. And the day I met him, he stopped drinking. You know, he doesn't drink much. He never probably did much. I would just die to see Tyler drunk as my dream. God. I know. But Tyler would be more like an Eddie. I love Eddie.
I like Eddie too.
Deductive reasoning would show that it's your wife.
Candace afterwards, like Chris takes her outside and she's like sitting on his lap yelling, which was a very odd scene. And she's like,
Santa. Yeah. I know.
It was weird. She was like, she wanted smoke. It's like, Candace, who are you? Fucking Lil Wayne, calm down. She wanted smoke. Like, what are you talking
Get
about?
Rid of Candace. I'm done with it. She ruins every episode now. She just grow up.
I know. Like, she's coming in just acting like an asshole. And like, it would have been much more fun to watch them just all get drunk. Let's watch like G make a fool out of himself.
Yeah.
And a drunk dinner and keep it moving. I don't want to watch you.
It's okay to watch
talk
happiness.
About somebody's again forehead, clit. Feet, yeah. Face. Like, enough. It's enough. Yeah.
And like talking about things after Mia was open and just said that she had vaginal rejuvenation surgery or whatever. Then she's one of those people that always remembers everything and kind of like saying she looks like a man is a little fucked up too. Mia is a beautiful woman. Not everyone is 5 foot tall and petite, Candace. Stop it.
Did she say she told Ashley to suck her dick, right? Which I,
yeah.
Like I was sitting there like, what? Literally. And then I love when Ashley was like, you may have an oversized clit, but I may have an oversized clit, but I don't have a dick. It was like,
she's like, that's your friend about Mia. She's going to get Mia at a point. Mia's calm now, but someone's going to snap on her again. You can't blame them for wanting to beat the shit out of her.
It's just
in the White House.
I don't know.
Somebody sit in her seat during lunch and she'd be lifting their hair up and chucking them out the window. I mean, it's insane. How does she behave anywhere?
It's not adult behavior. Like you called it immature. That's just what it is. Like she's acting like a petulant child throwing salad. Well, they started with me. Well, it's like part of being an adult is like you let things slide and you move on. And like, it's just like her emotional intelligence is that of a 3-year-old. It's very frustrating.
Yeah. She does remind. Yeah.
And why is she sitting on his lap like that? Like, I just keep thinking that was so weird. Like, if I'm upset, I'm not sitting on someone's lap yelling in their face. It's just very
He's
odd.
Moving his hair, her hair over like it's a right. child.
Oh God.
And her flipping out so much. It's like when you're kids, you just stop listening and they're just annoying. It doesn't matter what Candace does. No one's going to believe you.
I can't even. Yeah. Like I forgot she even said this. I'm looking at my notes. The freaking slave driver comment. Like you,
it's crazy.
Like insane. And she's sitting there feeling
stone
comfortable
face.
Saying that to somebody like stone it's cold. It's like, what? I would love Ashley if she wasn't with Michael. Like,
yes.
I love everything about Ashley.
She's 99% right.
Other
good.
Yeah. Than Michael.
I know.
Because the way she deals with Candace is great because she does not get upset. Mm-hmm. She's very calm, but she continues to make digs just like Candace does, but just in a calmer, more controlled way.
She has everything I'd love to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Candace. I would love to be more of an Ashley and a what's her face? Surrey County. Karen. They really can keep it together when people are just destroying their lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ashley is amazing that she's there. She just had a baby. She looks amazing.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God. Did you see her on Watch What Happens Live this week?
Oh, she looks amazing.
What the hell?
She's
better
ripped.
Than ever. Her body. Yeah. She looked fucking ripped. She looks like she's a backup dancer for Janet Jackson or something. I don't know what I was looking at. I was like, what?
And I think if you'd meet Ashley, she'd be really nice too.
Yeah, I think so.
I love Ashley when her hair is all big and curly. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's so cute.
She is.
I know. I hope she gets a big fat $300 a month payday. I hope she
ends up
like Sutton. $300K a month payday like Sutton.
Yeah, that'd be great.
For being with Michael and that crusty little penis of his. Oh, God bless her. She
right,
seems
else?
Like a nice mom. You know, I love
she
Ashley.
Does.
I have no complaints about her. She's really sweet. And it's nice to not have Michael there, even though it's kind of fun to have Michael there because he's
it
nuts.
Is.
But
I think you need Juan to have Michael because
yeah,
the only person
you do.
Talk to him.
And Robin, we've all had our period 100 times. We've been dealing. You've had your period for 30 years now. It can't ruin your. You're a housewife. Your period can't stop you from performing.
Yeah, very odd.
You know, Britney Spears is out there performing
I like her
in 100-degree fever.
Right. In the gold headband, the outfit she wore to dinner, Robin, I actually liked it.
She's pretty.
It was a little discombobulated compared to freaking Giselle wearing like a sweater dress. It's crazy what Giselle wears.
It's humorous. Yeah. Pop a couple Advil or ibuprofen. Let's get the party started here.
Yeah.
I love how the men send the housewives the shots, the strange men.
Yeah.
And Karen gets up and is like, you know, me and Ray, we spent 20. This is our, like, they know who the hell Ray is. They're just sending over shots to people with the camera crew.
I know. I thought the same thing. I thought that was great. Karen's hilarious. Oh, how dare he talk to me like that? The ambassador of Surrey County. That's great.
You know, Mia should snap because she almost gets a free pass because of what happened last year. She would probably get kept. She wouldn't get kicked off like what's her face because you can't blame her after Candace getting all doing it again, you know.
Right.
I don't know how Mia keeps it down. And poor Mia, she's been treated like shit. She's still protecting her mom and her sobriety. If this throws Mia's mom's sobriety off, it's not Candace's fault, I don't think, but you know.
God.
If you're sober, you want to be sober, you want to be sober, but poor Mia protecting a mom who doesn't give a shit about her still. When she's on the phone with her mom, she's like, I love you, mom. And the mom is like, gotta go.
Gotta go.
It seems so sad.
Yeah, it does. All right, should we talk Salt Lake City?
Oh, God.
The only bright light for me here is Mary. I saw you recorded it, and this was one of my all-time favorite Housewives moments.
Her one of the walking, best of all time.
Her walking into the house and just telling the kids that somebody just died falling off a tree. Or not even telling them it died. And then they're like, oh my God, are they alive? She's like, oh no. Definitely dead.
But I'm happy to be here.
Oh, it was glorious.
She's like not in the show at all. It's like she's the crazy neighbor.
She's kind of like Kathy Hilton. It's Kathy Hilton-esque, where it's like they don't actually have to show much, but then she pops in and out. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like she must have restrictions on how much she wants to film.
Just is insane. I don't understand it. Or it's weird. But Mary is hilarious. I could give a shit about Whitney and Lisa.
Could not agree more.
Why would they do this to us?
This seems like an entirely manufactured Lisa's so fake, it's like palpable. Like the way she was at the end, I've never had a problem with you, Whitney. Like you can just tell that Lisa like lies. Like that's just her vibe. Mm-hmm. And I just, there's not enough time for me to give a, like to care about their friendship. I don't know. is there, or not even friendship. I don't even know what you would call it. It waste of time.
They obviously have nothing with these women if they're giving us.
That's what I'm saying.
We didn't have men nights for Jersey for 10 years.
Great point.
They gave us 10 years to give a shit about these husbands. It takes a long time.
Yes.
Why the hell are we watching Meredith's husband joke around about fucking her while she's sleeping? It's not, I don't, what?
I don't know. I thought the exact same thing. It's just, we're at a point where you just can't.
There's nothing to this season.
It's dead in the water. And I think I said this after the first week, it was like, if it wasn't for this Jen stuff, this would be dead, dead, dead. They're wasting time. They should have scrapped all of this and started the season when she got arrested.
It's really sad, you know, and Heather not talking to her kids about sex. I was happy for her. You're alumni.
Yeah, UCSB baby.
Top school baby.
That is a top four public university. Thank you. I just thought the first thing I thought of was when she got into UCSB. Thank you. Thank you. When she got into UCSB, I was like, oh, she's, do not worry, Heather. She will have all of the sexual experiences and parties that you have wanted for your daughter. Do not fear. She will return a slightly different person.
Top four public colleges in the country.
Yeah, U.S. News and World Report. I think those, I mean, it's a lot of, it's very heavy UC, I think, in the top 10. But
that's great.
Is, yeah.
You're she's very gonna go, smart.
She's going to go nuts in Isla Vista, this daughter. Like,
oh, yeah.
If she goes there. What if she gets into, like, UCLA? She might.
I'd rather go to UCSB. Oh, what would you rather go to?
I would make the same decision 1,000 times. The Jen Brooks conversation, like, Meredith walking in the all red outfit, like she's Devil Wears Prada, like ready to protect her son, was just all of that. And that scene was ridiculous to me too.
It was insane. It's the first of its kind. No one's really ever
a child and
apologize.
No, you know what it reminds me of? When Teresa was forced to apologize to Danielle's kids.
Yes. Yes.
Same thing.
That was even it was awkward, but Jen Shaw is either, see, like Erica Jane never apologizes, but is Jen Shaw the real mastermind because she apologizes and tries to make it seem like we all care or that she really cares? Because if she didn't get arrested, she'd be an all-time great housewife the way she acts. She apologizes. She really kind of brings us back.
She's a Ramona, right?
Yeah.
Which is like, because Ramona's I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. You know, and then it's like, okay, Ramona, you know, it's like, it's the same kind of, it's, I haven't believed a single apology she's had. When she's crying to me, she's crying because she's not, the people are upset with her, not because she truly feels bad for what she's done. This is a vibe,
Brooks,
I guess.
Shouldn't be on the internet ruffling feathers. He knows that Jen's a psychopath, you know?
Right? I thought the same thing.
I mean, I understand he's a kid. I guess he's somewhat a kid. He's almost an adult. I understand the whole situation. I'm more on Brooke's side than Jen, but he needs to learn a lesson.
Is he 17? No, he's like 21.
Is he?
I think so. Is he a youth?
Then he needs to learn a lesson. I don't know how old he is. He's got the face of, he's got the skin of a god. I mean, the kid's got a freshest face in the entire planet.
Get
god
him
bless
a skincare
him.
Line.
He's got probably people coming in giving those vampire facials since he's three, you know? He looks great.
So right.
He's gorgeous.
Oh, God.
He does not look like his dad, that's for sure.
Yeah,
he's got a beautiful face.
Yeah, he really does. Very beautiful. This is just. Oh, and the other thing I hate about this season, why do you bring somebody like Tammy on to watch like essentially Jenny. Like this torture? Oh, Jenny, what's her name?
Jenny.
Her name was Tammy.
She looked pretty at the lunch, though. Yeah,
but I don't want to watch a torturous story of someone trying to force their spouse to get pregnant. That is,
I know.
Sick.
Oh, it's sickening.
When you hear her say like 15 miscarriages,
oh,
this, a stillbirth,
can't handle it.
Like what kind of man?
What a cruel fucker.
Yeah, it's insane. Insane.
I
don't like that at all. Poor Tammy.
No, okay. No, poor Tammy. And I like how she's like, I'm a dragon mom when they try to wake her up. Yeah, that's me. I love the whole snowboarding though with the Irish coffee and charcuterie. I do love
that because I love. Okay, are you a skier? I have a real question for people.
Yeah,
once
I mean,
you know
I like
how
it.
To ski, Is skiing hard physically or easy?
No.
It's easy.
I don't know. I grew up skiing. Snowboarding's hard for me. You got to really have a tight core.
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine snowboarding is hard. But once you're
skiing, I could pop up and probably go skiing today.
Okay. Okay. And you're not like, are you sore the next day or you feel fine?
I'd probably be sore because my arm is sore right now. I've been trying to figure out why it's sore for days. Okay. So right now I'm physically like beat to hell. So I would be sore, but I guess if you were like you exercise, you might not be too sore, but if you're going down moguls, your legs would be sore from
squatting. So it's a workout.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a workout, but I think snowboarding is a workout. I would say snowboarding is harder because it's harder for me, but
right.
Like I went snowboarding one day and I couldn't even get up and down. Like I didn't have the abs for it. I mean, it was hard.
Yeah.
You're very fit. You'd be probably good at it.
If you took out of Salt Lake City, the snow, the visuals, the skiing, the location, this is a zero.
Yeah.
Honestly,
it's like most a dumb storyline. Yeah.
It's just picturesque. That's it. It's
like on Sex in the City, be like, the fifth character's New York City. And it's like, this really is the stupid character. New York City is a dump and they romanticize New York City.
Right.
If you go on Twitter and see like New York City, you see like people are pissing in the subways. Like, you know, no one can live the way that those broads lived.
Right. Oh God.
New York City. I'm in love with it. I can't believe I ever liked Sex in the City. I want to go back and punch myself in the face. That was such a crock of shit.
Yeah, when you think about it, it's a fantasy. I mean, I'm gonna watch
myself the out on a date.
See it.
Doing. I do.
And also feel like 100 years
Mr.
old.
Mr. Big looks like Erica at the reunion. They look terrible. It's just depressing.
Oh, last point on Salt Lake City. Whitney, like when her and Lisa were sitting there at the end, and she's like, "I mean, we just need to get off this hamster wheel of arguing." Ugh. It's like, what hamster wheel? We're season two.
And I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like I feel like I missed something. I'm like, what are we even doing?
Lisa is such a bad actress. She can't even fake it. She hates you, Whitney. Let's just be real. You want to have Good Housewives? Tell her you hate her.
I know. Seriously.
And don't put Lisa's husband in a confessional. Get that dope off my screen. He's got nothing to say. I hate these people.
Yeah, it's not good. I think
What's wrong with Housewives? I was right. You know what? And here's my rant on Vanderpump. I didn't watch the whole thing. Oh, I only watched a little bit. But
yeah,
you give us this shit. You make us watch Emily Simpson. You're giving Emily Simpson a third or fourth freaking year on Orange County. But I don't like Jax as a person. But Jax just had a baby. Why would you not keep Jax on to see him in fatherhood with the other people? And they just all had babies. Why would you kick Jax off?
I don't know.
I bet you they had the Toms said no Jax and they picked Toms over Jax.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't mean to be a Jax apologizer, but I mean, it just doesn't make sense when we have to watch these other idiots.
Vanderpump is rough watch. I watched the entire episode this
Pickleball?
Time. Because I'm just trying to figure out like, what's the story they're going to tell this season? Like really, what is it? And there's nothing. There just isn't. Again,
nothing.
Episode one was games and like, forced gatherings. Episode two is a forced tournament and a
pickleball,
which my dad is obsessed with. Like why
and pickleball? And Sheena's boyfriend, that's she made him seem too. Like he's a great guy on TV. He's got kids that he hasn't seen in four years. They're in college.
I love
him. He's treating his mom. The mom hates him.
Yeah, he's just going to America and like, well, it's the end of my time with my children. It's like, what?
Calling the mom a worker or whatever, an employee. I mean, I couldn't be with some. I'd rather be alone. Now she's got a baby with this lunatic.
I know, it seems like
he's training for pickleball, and
yeah, it's
Sheena's got nice parents too.
I have to say, Lala for me is a saving grace because watching her face as he's telling the story about abandoning his children, she looks genuinely like fucked up over it. So does Randall. Randall's like, what? I mean, say what you want about Randall, but at least he's
Randall's fun to watch. He seems nice.
No, he does. I like Randall. I know he's a doofus, but in the best way possible.
I like him. Yeah.
I enjoy it. Yeah. It's hilarious. God.
I hope him and Lala stay together and he doesn't go bang another young chickie.
I don't think he will. I think Lala's got a vice on his dick. Like,
yeah.
She's.
I like him as a couple. I do. I think.
No, I do
fun,
too. That's right? What I'm saying. Where's the Randall and Lala show? That's what we really need. Fuck this noise.
I can't handle the Toms. I can't handle Katie anymore.
I can't either. I don't want to see her face. It's all. I don't care about James and Raquel, like 0%.
No, God, no.
Yeah.
No. I mean.
Well, guys, another positive.
Anybody who loves Coachella like that, it's sad.
Well, they're in the Coachella like demographic age-wise.
I mean, it's
like,
nice, but people beat off about Coachella. Like, well, if you're at Coachella, you're sleeping in a dirty, or I guess they're in a nice house and stuff, but.
They're at a house in Palm Springs and they're getting chauffeured into
nice
the VIP
life.
Tent.
Yeah. It's it probably
situation.
Is great. And you're on
and you're
drugs.
Camping like you're at Woodstock 99.
You're cracked
That's
out.
A different situation.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just jealous. Raquel is nice, but I don't want to watch her.
No, I don't either. I don't want to watch any of them other than Lala and maybe Sheena because Sheena's always been a disaster in the best way possible.
She is. But I wanted Sheena to win this time and she picked a bigger loser. At least Shay, I mean, he seemed
what he was
nice.
Like, it was like the day I was leaving, you know? Went over, said goodbye to the kids. It's like, what do you mean? There's also like technology. Like, this doesn't have to be the end of relationships.
And he's just bitch slapping her mom. It's just crazy. It was my mom's birthday, and I never dreamed to have civil conversations like that with people. I would be a psychopath.
Oh god.
No, I do love Lala. She is great, and she's gorgeous. Whatever she's done, I mean, she's pretty. Stop there.
Yeah,
she looks good.
Yeah, you're right.
She looks pretty, but all right.
Knock it off. All right, guys.
I love you, everybody. I just want to reiterate, I don't think Erica's innocent, but I just can't believe it.
Circling back. We'll be back, guys. Before you know it, we love you.